One counselor said to a young man, "You should always finish what you start." So the young man went home and finished his bag of M&Ms and bag of potato chips. We have a funny way of hearing things. We don't realize that everything we do affects us. The church teaches that there is a particular judgment, the time when we die and we are judged. And then there is a great final judgment when the nations of the earth will be gathered from before our Savior, as we say in the Creed, who will come to judge the living and the dead. But the saints remind us there is a third, more immediate judgment. And this judgment is decided by us. Everything I do, I think and say, builds me, develops me, makes me who I am. If no one ever sees that I stole something, I am still a thief. If no one ever catches me in a lie, I am still a liar. And it works in the positive also. If no one ever catches me being generous, where my right hand doesn't know what my left hand is doing, I am still a generous person. If no one ever says thank you for the kind words and favors that I do to them, I am still a kind and generous and decent human being. This judgment happens right away. No one needs to be caught. No one needs to be sentenced. No one needs to go in prison. Because as one of the great cartoonists said, walls and bars do not a prison make. We have the opportunity in our own choices to make either a prison or a palace by what we say and what we do. Do not look around for other people to convince you of who you are. But pray to God to give you the courage to say to yourself, "Lord, reveal myself to myself so that I might have the courage to see myself not as I would like to be seen, but who am I really? Paint me warts and all," is the famous phrase of the English nobleman who said, "Do not paint me like all these other rich people, ideally. Paint me warts and all as I truly am." And the second little idea I would like to pass on today. We are being prepared for the great fast for Lent. And in the publican and the Pharisee, the church reminds us, don't look at other people. "Oh Lord, thank God I'm like them. Thank God." And we Christians are very tempted. "Thank God I'm not like that other person." Anytime you see someone who is deficient, who is bad, and you do not participate in making them better, at least by praying for them, you are at war with the Savior. You are not doing the Savior's work, who came and gave his life for us, the least of his brethren. And then the church teaches us in the prodigal son. The prodigal son didn't care about his brother. He didn't care about his father. He was hungry, so he came home. But even an imperfect contrition, even a little bit of sorrow for your sins, the Lord accepts that, rushes out to us, hugs us, and kisses us. During the entire Lent, have that image in your life. If you take even one small step towards the Lord, he will run out to you, hug you, and kiss you, put rings on your fingers, shoes on your feet, and throw a party. That is the image of the Great Lent. And finally, St. John Chrysostom says, do not simply give up food for Lent, but stop devouring your brothers and sisters with your words and realize that they are the only way to the kingdom. The way we treat each other, believers and unbelievers, atheists and agnostics, every person that you meet. Never think you're better. Actually try to be better. Outdo one another in goodness is what the scripture gives us as the sport of Christians. Be better, not to show off, but to lead others to Christ. Slava Isusu Christu.